Welcome to our worship of God here in the house of the Lord. It's good to see all your bright and smiling faces. You got to smile when I say smile, right? I am worn out. Teaching 12 seventh and eighth graders in their active nature and their noise and questions just wears me out. They are something else. So confirmation is rolling along. They are learning and memorizing the books of the Bible, and they have some incentive they're working on. And hopefully when they get them all memorized, we'll share that in worship sometime, right? I'm not getting a lot of yeses, but they are full of energy and activity, and I'm trying to match them. But welcome to our time. The beautiful arrangement of flowers on the altar are from the memorial service on Friday as we worshiped and remembered Bernice Rice, 102 years worth of life and a tremendous servant of the Lord. So continue to pray for her 108 nieces and nephews of four generations. That's nieces and nephews, great, 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 and great, great, great. 108 of them in four generations. Pretty amazing. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another in our worship today.
Everybody's enjoying themselves so much, I hate to get started. No, I don't hate to get started. I love to get started. At this time, we will have our scripture and our prayer of invocation. Our scripture is found in Psalm 47, reading from the first through the second verses, and the fifth through the seventh verse. It is found on page 559 for those of you who would like to follow along in your pew Bibles. Psalm 47, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are awesome indeed. You are awesome way beyond our mortal description and imagination. Thank you for all the many wonderful blessings you have given us, including the opportunity to gather together this morning to worship you. Please teach us and help us to learn more and more about you. Help us to praise you with all our hearts and souls. In Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen. Please stand if you are able, and we will sing our opening hymns. Our first hymn is All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. It can be found, if you wish, on page 97 in your red hymnals at the pews. And then we will sing page number Rise Up, O Church of God, which is found on page number 293 in your red hymnals.
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Oh,
Jesus says, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, when we fail to be on mission for you, when we fail to tell others about you, when we fail to make disciples, when we fail to sing and proclaim, when we fail to live out your gospel, we fail to acknowledge you. And so, Lord, we ask that you would forgive us, that you would give us your Spirit, and give us that heart and motivation to tell other people, to make disciples, to sing and proclaim, and to live the life of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Those whom I love, I reprove and I discipline. So be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Now hear these proclamations of forgiveness from Scripture. On the throne and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, and they sang around him, saying, Worthy are you, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe, from every language, from every people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. These are the words of forgiveness from the Holy Scripture. Amen. You may be seated. I invite the children to come forward for a message together. All right, now that everyone's sitting comfortably, let's stand up. We're going to hear from the book of Acts today, and Acts tells that the Holy Spirit will give you power to be witnesses, to tell people about Jesus in many different places. And he tells the apostles and the disciples that they are to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So the first place we need to go is Jerusalem. And to the disciples, that would be those closest to them, to their family. So how about, Reese, do you want this one? Will you give that to someone in your family? Sitting out here, will you go and take it to them real quick and then bring it back? Then you can come back to us. You bring it to someone, into your family. So he's going to Jerusalem, he's going to his family. Now we need to go to Judea, which would be our neighbors, the people next closest to us. So we're going to go, everyone can follow me, everyone walk with me this way. We'll go to the first half. There's not a whole lot of people in the first half. First half. Why don't why don't you give this right here? He's your Judean. Just hand it off to him. Yeah. Now we need to get one to a Samaritan. And now the Samaritans, keep coming, are those, we don't like the Samaritans. They are troublemakers. It's hard. How about, I'll let you hand out this one. This one goes to the man right here in the black. And then we need to go to the ends of the earth. So we need someone in the far back. And we'll give that one to Mr. Matt Hines right there. He's at the ends of the earth. Okay, we have our Jerusalem. Whoever has the letter over here in Jerusalem, can you read it for us?
From sin through Jesus Christ.
Yes. And then our Judean, can we hear our message?
God loves you and offers you salvation from sin through Jesus Christ.
And then our troublemaking Samaritan.
It's the same.
It's the same.
God loves you and offers you salvation from sin through Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then our person from the ends of the earth.
God loves you and offers you salvation from sin through Jesus Christ.
Is it the same message? Everyone got the same message of the gospel? Everyone gets the love of Jesus? Yeah. So we are called to tell everyone, those who are closest to us, our neighbors, those far away, and even those people who really bug us, we even tell them as well, right? All right. Let's have a prayer. Let's fold our hands and pray. Dear God, give us a spirit to tell others about Jesus, our family, those close to us, those far away, and even those who are mean to us and we have a hard time with. Help us to be a light of Christ to all people. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can take a seat.
Please rise if you are able, and let us sing our mission hymns. Our mission hymns are, the first one is, People Need the Lord. That is found on page number 303 of your red hymnal. The second one is titled, Go. That is found on page number 308. Of your hymnals. So let us sing.
Do you not say, there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. Jesus came and he said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
seated.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity to be together, to be connected in. We thank you for this opportunity to worship and to sing and to pray. Lord, as we pray this day, I wonder about the youngest and about the oldest in our midst, and I wonder how often we've heard the message of go and go and go to be your witnesses. Lord, there is true in reality that sometimes we can be so hesitant. Some of us are so outgoing and strong in our faith that it's just natural for us to share a word, to offer a prayer to people we know or even strangers. For others of us, at times we think we don't know enough about the scriptures, we don't know enough about you, or our personality is more withdrawn, maybe even considered passive at times, and yet we still love you. And in the reality of the gospel, no matter who we are, no matter our personality, no matter our level of knowledge or even faithfulness, you have called each one of us to be a disciple, to be a messenger. For there are people that we know that others don't know. There are times when we'll be walking down a hall or a sidewalk or in a store and we will see somebody that we don't know, and yet they need us. In what a way that you would reveal. Lord, we thank you for these opportunities. We thank you for the ways that you equip us even when we don't know that we are being equipped. Lord, in another song we'll sing, it'll be about just being a disciple in the way that we live our faith, which we can all do. So we thank you for the love and grace of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit to further to equip us. And we pray your blessing upon the conversations that we may have. Lord, this morning we pray for the people of our congregation on our concern list. We pray for Linda and Brent Schnittke. We pray for Linda's recovery from the removal of that tumor. And we pray for their peace upon they're waiting for the biopsy results. And Lord, we pray for your healing and your strength. Lord, we do pray for those family members and friends of Bernice Rice, that they can be assured of her promise, the reception of her promise through Jesus Christ. We pray for Chloe, Amerilit, and her family, for her grandparents, Roger and Kay, and thankful that the most recent scans show that the medication is being effective, and we thank you for that. We pray for Lynn as she goes for her fourth infusion tomorrow, and we continue to give her into your hands. Lord, we pray for Jody Belts once again, who's struggled over the last number of months, even the last year, with problems with her leg and now has new fractures, and we pray for her healing. We pray for her stamina. We pray for Mark and her boys as they care for her and the rest of the family. Lord, we pray for Kira as she recovers from surgery, and we pray that she would know your healing. We continue to pray for Leah and for Eric and Sarah as she continues to go through each and every day, not knowing exactly what may happen, but we pray for your strength and for your stamina to be with her. Lord, we pray for the men and women of the that are part of the congregation that are in the armed forces. We pray for their safety. We pray for their mission and work and what they offer. And we pray for their family members that are back here that are always thinking of them and are anxious in some ways. And we pray for their peace. Lord, we thank you again for Jesus our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,